We're familiar with the words of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. They would often be quoted at a funeral. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. But let's think of Christ this morning in those words. His time to be born, His time to die. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to be born, think of Bethlehem. A time to die, think of Calvary. The call to worship this morning, the few verses that I quoted from Matthew chapter 1, where the angel was reassuring Joseph that the one that Mary carried in her womb was the Son of God. And the angel reminded Joseph of Isaiah's prophecy, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. A prophecy that was given 700 years, give or take a few years, 700 years before its fulfillment. Look at all the events in between. All the many times that the devil was working behind the scenes to try and stop the promise getting through. And yet Jesus was born. A time to be born and a time to die. And the Lord Jesus seems to bring those two things together in John chapter 12 and verse 27 when he says, "Now my heart is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Here we see the Savior's agitation. "Now my heart is troubled." The Lord Jesus troubled. What was he troubled about? He was beginning to feel the weight of the world's sin. He was beginning to be crushed. Calvary was not far away. His humiliation before that was not far away. Gethsemane was not far away, where he would sweat, as it were, great drops of blood in agony of spirit. "Now my heart is troubled." Earlier on in John, he said, "The hour has not come. The hour has not come." But now he says, "The hour has come." Not a literal hour of 60 minutes, but a period of time, an event. The Lord Jesus would go to Calvary. He would feel, he would be crushed. Before he suffered physically, he suffered emotionally, psychologically even, spiritually even. Summed up in those words, "Now my heart is troubled." Later on, a couple of chapters on, he would say to his disciples in the opening words of John chapter 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Tie that in with John 12 and 27. "Don't let your hearts be troubled, because my heart is being troubled for you. My heart is feeling your sin. I will suffer for your sin. I will take your place." The Savior's agitation. We see the Savior's resignation. "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." No. "It was for this very reason I came to this hour." The Savior was not going to protest against the Father's will. He came and he delighted in doing the Father's will. And what shall I say? Jesus was just resigned to the fact that he was going to die the death that he died. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Is that what I'm going to say? No, I cannot say that. For this very reason, I came to this hour. I was born for this hour. The Savior's agitation, the Savior's resignation, and we can see in this verse the Savior's incarnation. For this very reason, I came to this hour. 33 years ago, I was born for this hour. I was born to die for you. I was born to be troubled for you, that your heart would not be troubled, that you would know my peace, that you would know my joy, that you would know my hope, that you would know my prospect. Now my heart is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. We cannot linger at Bethlehem. We've got to move on. And we come to Jerusalem. And we see the cross. And we see the very reason why Jesus was born. So to everything, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. And we can see that in the life of Christ in John 12 and 27. May the Lord bless this thought for the day.